You didn't hear this episode 5. Boo 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 doo 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 doo. Hey, you're listening to You Didn't Hear This. I'm kind of like strung up. Dara's not here today because it's 8:30 and we've got another guest on the phone. Unfortunately today we couldn't get Nick B, who wrote the iTunes comment, but I'm trying to get him scheduled for tomorrow, but today we've got another Nick, a different Nick with a different last name. From a different place at a different time. And I've just decided that I'm gonna plug everything at the end instead of both the beginning and the end. But I just have to say that some of the music provided for today's... Some of the music from today's show is provided by the PodSafe Music Network. You can find them at music.podshow.com. But for now, here's MXPX with Lonesome Town.
They always said that Lonesome Town was where I'd spend my days, 'cause I just couldn't settle down, my life was such a craze. They always said that Lonesome Town would finally get to me, but lonesome is the only way that I truly feel free. Yeah, Lonesome Town is great. Fresh new starts and broken hearts where no one knows your name. The Lonesome Town is crowded, I'm always first in line. With fresh new starts for broken hearts and wasting all my time. The Lonesome Town, it's got its good, it should have got its bad. Like walking around the big dance floor for the day you wish you had. They always said that Lonesome Town would finally get to me, but lonesome is the only way that I truly feel free. Yeah, where Lonesome Town is crowded, where everyone's the same, with fresh new starts and broken hearts where no one knows your name. But Lonesome Town is crowded, I'm always first in line. With fresh new starts for broken hearts and wasting all my time. You're either born to lose or you're born to win, that's just what I found. But I've come to accept the fact, I've come to accept the fact, that's right, I've come to accept the fact that I was born in Lonesome Town.
Hey, we're back on You Didn't Hear This. I've got Nick on the speakerphone.
Hey.
Yeah, hopefully he's coming in well. I've had a history with guests not coming in well. So, first of all, our stats, which I was appalled at last night. Apparently, I thought that we had almost 100, and I'm like, woo, we have almost 100, and then I checked the stats and we have 165. So that was a bit interesting. So, we usually start out with a weird news story. So, here we've got, you know how they make, dog whistles, right? They, made one. I'm just gonna read the story. British store owners seeking to drive away obnoxious congregating teenagers have turned to security consultant Howard Stapleton's recent invention. Similar to a dog whistle that emits a high-frequency sound audible to most teens, but few older people. It's called the mosquito, because it's small and annoying. You still there, or am I losing you?
I'm still here. I'm just kind of listening.
Yeah.
So it's like a dog whistle for kids?
Yes, sadly.
Cool.
How long do you think it'll take before...
somebody sues?
Before it comes over here.
Oh.
This was...
probably a week.
Well, this was in the week of December 18th. I'm surprised that it's not, like, here yet. Yeah.
Probably because somebody would sue for breaking their child's eardrums. Or something.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, couldn't they also sue in Britain? Because...
yeah, but British people aren't as, like, angry about stuff like that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, like, angry soccer moms here in America.
Actually, now that you said that, we do. Mm-hmm. I actually tend to talk about lawsuits a lot on this show.
Yay, lawsuits.
Because last show, I don't know if you've heard this one, but we were talking about a hobo who, for a living, has lawsuits. He, like, sues people for a living.
Wow, and he's...
because, he just doesn't shower for years, and then he tries to get, like, taxi cab rides. And then when I say, no, you're too smelly, go away, he sues him. And he's getting, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
It's like libraries, taxi cab drivers, it's crazy.
Oh my god, that's genius.
That is genius.
You don't get to shower for...
richest homeless people. These are the richest homeless person I know.
You know
or
him?
I don't know, but he's the richest homeless person in the world.
Wow. Maybe he could, like, buy a house so he could shower.
No, he doesn't want to shower.
Why not?
Because then he wouldn't make money anymore.
Be like, I don't have a job this week, kids. Why not? I showered this morning.
No, it's, I don't have a job for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be pretty repulsive to, like,
I hit a mine.
Because I know people who haven't showered in months, and they're not that repulsive. But I've talked about this all last show.
Oh, okay. I kind of didn't get last show yet.
Yeah, you kind of haven't gotten shows 2 through 4 yet.
Yeah, I kind of have show 1 and update 1.
Oh. Because the update 1 was 1 minute. You're like, I can listen to this!
Yeah.
Yeah, you really got to keep a bit more, like, current. But wouldn't that be weird if you're just outside of a store or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And some old guy comes up and he's like, woo, woo, woo! And everybody runs away.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit creepy. I'm getting episode 4 right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Watch you start listening to it on the show and it's playing through the speakers.
True. I'm too busy listening to Cascada. Ooh, Cascada!
What is that, the 80s band?
No, they're not 80s. They're the German pop people. Every time we touch, only I'm listening to their newer songs that haven't come out yet, but I've stolen through the power of LimeWire, which is why
you don't
want
to talk about that. Just for the reference, you didn't hear, this does not support file sharing in any way.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to get sued.
Okay.
By
that's
some hobo.
I'm saying my last name. Sorry.
I don't use LimeWire.
LimeWire is bad. My dad did it.
Yeah. LimeWire is a very bad thing.
Yes.
Don't do it.
But it's a very good thing.
It's a very good thing in the sense that you don't pay for music, but it's a very bad thing in the sense that you don't pay for music. It's very oxymoronical, so I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
Okay, so, as usual, we're going to continue with something, eBay.
eBay.
I'm thinking next show we're going to veer off from this path and maybe do something like totally different.
I'm going to be at your, I'm going to be like in person next week, right?
No, I need to, you're a replacement this week, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm switching you around because, what'd you call it? We got the guy who wrote the iTunes comment that went toasty delicious.
Uh-huh.
Right? We've got him, and I couldn't get in contact with him because he lives in Seattle, and I'd need to, instant message him before I actually called him up because I don't know his number, but he wasn't online, so I just called you. Instead.
Fine. But am I still going to be on next show, or?
Probably not. We're probably just switching around everything.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, we could give you an appointment, like, much later.
I'm IMing with two people, and,
And doing a podcast.
We might head to Stolen Music. That hasn't come out yet.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
I was going to play Counter-Strike, but I got booted off the first three servers that I joined. Because people don't like me.
Why don't people like you?
I don't know. I really didn't do anything. I joined the server and then got booted three times in a row.
Are you just not good enough, or are you just too good, or what? Oh, no. Hold on. Can I call you back? Because my phone's run out. My phone's low on batteries, okay?
Okay. Call me back.
Then. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, I'm gonna pause this for a second. Yeah. This isn't pausing? No!
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, it's on record again.
Okay, hello, recording. Alright, now.
Okay, but, over to our next story. Here it is, the sad little paper towel. Pretty much it's a,
Did it, like, cry, or?
No, it's just a paper towel with a frowny face that, magically appeared on it.
Like, it was just kind of in the roll, and all the rolls had...
And he pretty much had a... He was wiping his hands in the kitchen, and he disappeared. Hold on a minute.
Wait, the guy wiping his hands...
On the paper towel, and he puts it down, and then there's a little frowny face there.
Oh, I thought he was washing his hands, and then he disappeared. That would be creepy.
Okay, let's see... I'm going to read the description. Description. I was wiping my hands in the kitchen one day. Then all of a sudden, this little guy appeared. He wasn't very happy like the other paper towels. He was very, very sad. Then he told me to sell him on eBay. I granted his wish. Are you going to take this sad little paper towel home? Don't break his heart. Let him wipe all your tears away. This sad little paper towel. Make him glad again.
Right then.
Amen.
I don't really want to know.
He's a lonely-ass paper towel man. Yeah. Don't
You know that link you sent me a while ago? The Zombocom?
Zombocom!
Yeah, I got... My dad thinks... I showed that to my dad. He thinks it's hilarious.
Oh.
I thought it was hilarious. My mom didn't... She thought it was stupid. But everybody else liked it.
Not everybody loved it, except my mom, who thought it was stupid. But everybody else loved it. That's how it works, though.
Okay. My dad was, like, cracking up. Have you played Hold the Button?
Yes, I played Hold the Button.
What is it? A while ago, I stayed home to go to, like, what is it, Alex's birthday party, I think, or something. And the rest of my family went away for the day. So I got home and I played Hold the Button for 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you just hold it there, or?
I just kind of, like, held the button for 2 hours.
Did you get on the high scores at all?
Not really. I think the top high score that time was like 2 weeks or something. I know. Like, you must have had like a power surge. That's probably the only reason why I stopped.
What must have happened was... It could have... No, if it was a power surge, then it would have all turned off.
I know.
Nothing would have happened. It wouldn't have been like... The high score wouldn't have even been submitted.
I guess so. Whatever.
What probably happened was somebody probably, took their mouse, put it on the button, and scotch taped it down, and, like, didn't
what
touch
is
the...
a cheating way to do it is if you, right-click instead of left-click, you just right-click and it'll count as you're holding it down. So...
Oh, and since it's right-click, you don't have to hold it down, right?
Huh?
And since
you just right-click and it just counts as holding it down.
Yeah, you could just do that and walk away.
Alright. That's what
and
I
And just don't touch the computer for several weeks.
Yeah. Come back. See? And then, like, email that to somebody. I held the button for 4 weeks. Can you beat my high score? You're like, oh, shit.
It's more like, I didn't use the computer for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That is the actual challenge.
Do-do-do. No, you probably just got, like, some cruddy computer and set it up. Right-click.
Somebody probably, like, macroed it.
Probably.
Somebody probably macroed hold the button. I'm creating a complex computer bot to hold the button. I don't get the point. Like, you see them on all these games, like, RuneScape. I'd understand if it was a game that you actually paid for, like, World of Warcraft or something.
You can pay for RuneScape. What was it, though?
But it's, like, $5.
I know. What was it? I had a friend of mine who got a macro for RuneScape, only it was, a free macro, a typing one. And the only thing he used it for was for walking around singing the Family Guy theme song. Curious.
Wouldn't it be funny if he still got caught and, like, banned?
Yeah, that probably would have been funny.
That would have been hilarious.
Yes, it would have.
You get banned!
Yeah, he's, like, kind of, like, addicted to everything, though. Like, if he does something, he's addicted to it. And he's not very... He's probably less knowledgeable about things than I am. I have this bad way of knowing half of something and not the other half.
It's like, I know this guy. And I know that he likes something. But I can't remember what.
Yeah, I'm in a horrible position with Magic. The Gathering. The best card game ever, by the way. Because, like, whenever I'm at Twin Suns, which is the card store I go to, I feel really stupid because everyone else knows more about Magic than I do. And
but you still do well. That's the funny thing.
What? No. I still do well. But, what is it? But whenever I'm not there, I know too much about it that I feel stupid outside of Twin Suns.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm like...
It's like, well, I feel stupid. Why don't you stand in the doorway of Twin Suns?
Because I kind of can't play in the doorway. I won second place today, though. Go me.
Booster. Go Nick. This show, we should rename this show the Call Up Nerd Show. Because that's pretty much what I've been doing for the past 50 shows.
Probably.
Yeah. Every show that I've had somebody that I've called in, or I've had somebody in the studio, it's been some, like, weird nerdy kid.
Like me?
Like you.
Hello. I just watched Princess Mononoke. It's an awesome movie. And it's not nerdy.
It really, really is.
Did you see that movie?
No.
It was awesome. It is awesome.
What is it?
It's really, really cool. It's, what is it? This guy... Ashitaka, because it's kind of like a Japanese movie, but it's in English.
Nerdy movie?
No, it's not nerdy! Go ahead!
Ashitaka.
Yeah, and he...
This is a nerdy movie.
He got cursed, and he goes out to find if he can, like, care himself.
Of course, this is Nick's definition of nerdy, so,
Well, whatever. Who's the one with, like, 8 foot long hair? Rapunzel, let down your hair.
I just got it cut.
And it's still too long.
It's probably... Hold on, I'm measuring it now. It's no more than 5 inches, man.
Okay. My hair is, like, coming slightly below my ears, and my dad tells me I need a haircut really badly. So I'm getting a haircut tomorrow.
Okay.
I went to Okemo on Friday. That's right. Okemo. Skipped school. Went skiing in 70-degree weather. Wore a t-shirt.
That's gotta rock.
Got sunburned. My neck hurts.
You got sunburned while skiing?
Yeah, I seriously did.
I need to go skiing one last time before the season ends.
Well, you better hurry up, because it was pretty slushy. And it wasn't that badly slushy. It could have been worse, but in Vermont, Okemo.
Yeah. I had an interesting time yesterday. Went to the movie theater and ran into 13 people that I know. No, 11. Silence. Well, I ran into a lot of people that I knew at the movies, and it was really kind of awkward.
Okay. At the smoothies?
At the smoothies, Nick. Yes, at the smoothies.
Smoothies, like the drink? Or the movies?
Movies, not the smoothies.
Oh, the movies, not the smoothies. All right.
I was hanging out in the smoothie the other day!
Probably were, too.
I'm in a smoothie.
Probably that's
right.
An expression for getting
I'm podcasting from the smoothie. That's gonna be my, what you call it? That's gonna be the, header on the MySpace. It's gonna be, now podcasting from the smoothies.
Wow, it probably is, too.
I plan on getting, like, an iMac and, going out and recording other places besides my, like,
basement.
Hall.
Or your sad little heart lives.
Yes. My sad little heart. My sad little emo heart is dead. But, let's see. I plan on, like, going somewhere else, like, I don't know, outside because the weather was good. It rained today for the first time in a month.
It rained today?
It rained today.
I kind of didn't notice that. I was too busy winning it.
Oh my god, Nick.
Draft. That's right.
It was at like 1.
Alright, I was at Twin Suns.
You were being a shut-in. But it rained really hard for maybe 5 minutes.
Okay.
Right? Which means that there's not going to be any more static electricity.
Oh no. Whatever shall we do?
I'm happy.
Okay. Because you kept shocking with Rachel.
That was funny. I'm like, you want a hug? Ow! And then I go inside. I'm going to hang up my coat. Ow!
Yeah, I kept shocking with Emily.
That was really... And I'm like, anybody want a hug? No! But we went like a month without any rain. That was scary. Shocky. And then I rolled down the hill. Well, technically, I didn't roll down the hill. I fell down, and then Nick rolled me down. Nick kicked me.
Nick who?
Nick you.
I don't know a Nick you. Does he go to our school?
You. You. Two.
How do you spell you?
Two. What?
I'm kind of typing with one hand.
Why hug you?
Alright, Lucas, go away.
He's correcting you.
Yeah, you know what? Go away.
Yeah, that was Nick's brother. But you kicked me down the hill, and I got covered in dirt.
Yeah, I know.
Sucked.
And then Emily, like, threatened me that if I did that, she'd, like, avoid me for a month.
It was so much fun, though. And nobody avoided me, though. That was the fun part.
I know.
Marie's like, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And then I do it, it's like, okay, your turn. I don't wanna. And everybody's like, yeah, Marie, do it.
Hey, Marie's annoying. A lot of the time.
A lot of the time?
All of the time?
All of the time.
But I see you, long-haired white people have no affection for others.
Yes. Grr, she upsets me.
Yeah.
Baba brothers, baba baba, baba 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 baba.
Okay, there's a Sam?
Yeah?
I need to tell you that my brother has just informed me that there's a new Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Dara got that the day it came out. He's probably at home playing it right now.
Land of Chicken Little, my brother tells.
That's the sad part.
I did it in a commercial. You saw it in a commercial.
Well, I played like 2 minutes of it and it was really good. Call me a nerd. It was good.
You're a nerd.
Yeah, I know.
My brother yelled, ow, sunburn, sunburn on the neck.
It was
ow, sunburn
actually
on the neck! Go away!
Ow!
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 Ow! I'm gonna go kick the phone. That was me kicking the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, I needed to break the silence somehow.
Okay, well, it worked.
I'm still waiting for somebody to call me.
Like me?
No, not like you.
Oh, who else is calling?
You know what? Shut up.
I'm gonna turn on my awesome music now.
Not now. Because that would be, if it somehow picks up through the phone, we're going to be playing bootleg music on the show. And once again, we don't support file sharing.
Can you hear
only
it like
Nick
this?
Does.
Yes? Can you hear
I
it?
I can hear it. Turn it off. Is it technically stealing if we played like a second and a half in it?
Yes. You're a horrible person, Sam. And it's absolutely not my fault at all, because all I did is listen to it multiple times in a row and put it on my iPod.
Okay, it's totally your fault.
Yeah, you kind of played it on your podcast. It's kind of your fault. Wait, aren't you the one using a free podcast server?
Yes, I am.
And you're saying I'm stealing?
The free podcast hosting is legal.
So is LimeWire.
LimeWire is illegal.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
Oh, really? What proof do you have?
Maybe all the people who are getting sued for using LimeWire?
I think that was Kazaa and Napster.
Which is the same thing.
No, see, I have the...
People are getting sued for LimeWire.
LimeWire. Well, there is a version that you do have to pay for. I have virtually unlimited trial version.
I do know that there's a version that you have to pay for, but they're still getting it illegally. So, yeah. Yeah, it's still stealing. I don't know what to say to you. And Podomatic is not, like, downloading anything.
Ah, it's just, like...
It's just you record on the internet.
Ah.
And you send it in.
Are you telling me that... Never mind. You know what? I'm not gonna... You're like... You're...
Podomatic isn't downloading.
But you're two computers and the internet as Alex is to magic. You know way too much more than me and you can, like, school me.
Okay. Wow, this has been a nerdtastic show. Just like two shows ago, or every show when we have a nerdy discussion.
Wait, it's over?
It's over.
Wait, what am I gonna do for the rest of the night?
I don't know. Talk to your brother about how to spell you.
Lucas! How do you spell you? Lucas! How do you spell you? Like Y-O-U. How do you spell it? How?
Why?
Oh. Oh? You. Sam, write that down for me. And I.
Oh, okay. I should email it to you.
Okay.
Why?
Sam, it to me.
You is spelled Y-O-U. Even though I don't have to spell it, even because it's text, but, yeah. So, I gotta plug stuff now. Be quiet for a second. You can leave us an audio comment at, or just an email at youdidn'thisat.podomatic.com. The website's youdidn'thisat.podomatic.com. That's where you can record, thing. You can, comment us on iTunes or Podomatic. And what else do I have to say? We're also on...
Wait, Sam.
What?
Question. If I borrowed a friend from a... Or a CD from a friend, and I...
That's legal.
Music, is that illegal?
And you what?
I listened to the music on it. Is that illegal?
That's not illegal.
So it's legal that I, like, put the music on my computer and I listen to it?
It's totally legal.
That's illegal?
No, it's legal that your friend gave it to you. It's totally legal what that is. LimeWire is illegal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can I just finish plugging stuff?
What does that mean?
Talking about the stuff that I use to make the podcast, because I have to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, our website's, youdidn'thisat.podomatic.com. We use Audacity to record this, audacity.soundforge.net. And, put it on the website with Podomatic.com. The music was provided by, music.podshow.com, and that's pretty much all I have to say, so, bye everyone!
How come I didn't get to hear the music?
I'll play the song for you in a minute.
Yay.
Okay, bye.
Alright, bye.